Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, welcome to the next episode of the City Confessions. I'm really excited because I feel like today's episode is going to be a great one. I have Lindsay Smolin. She's the founder of Lindsay Smolin PR, a boutique PR firm specializing in outreach for fashion, lifestyle, and beauty brands. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
It's your first time on a podcast.
It is.
Great, because you're going to remember me for the rest of your life. But let's have you begin by introducing yourself, telling the listeners who you are, what you do, and a little bit about you.
Sure. So as Marianne said, my name is Lindsay. I'm the founder of Lindsay Smolin PR. It's a boutique PR firm specializing in media outreach for lifestyle, beauty, and fashion brands. Work a lot with like indie beauty. Green beauty is definitely one of my passions. We also work with jewelry brands, swimwear brands, just kind of a variety of whatever we think is cool and fun that we want to work with and just help get the word out about. So I've been doing that for, it's going to be 9 years this year that I've had my own company, which is crazy how quickly it flies. I live in the city right now. I live on the Upper West Side, which I love. It's definitely a great neighborhood. And I love what I do and I love living in the city.
Okay. So where are you originally from though?
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay,
so
you're still in, East Coast.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's like about an hour west of the city that I'm from. So, I mean, I always kind of grew up like coming into the city for like Broadway shows and different field trips and stuff. So it was always there, but it was always sort of like that mystical, magical place that I wasn't sure if I would ever actually live there or, you know, like actually like be in it when I grew up. But it was always sort of a dream of mine to live here. So I'm glad that I made it happen.
Amazing. So how did you get into PR?
Good question. So when I was in college and also in high school, I loved journalism. I would always write for the newspaper, from high school all the way into college. And I loved it. I loved just interviewing people, researching, and putting the story together and making it fun and newsworthy. But then when I was in college, I sort of realized that journalism maybe wasn't the most lucrative career or the easiest really to even get into. It seemed to have a lot of barriers to entry and just very difficult to make a good living at it. But I knew I wanted to have some sort of still tie into journalism and media. And I just sort of realized that PR was kind of a good mix of kind of both journalism and media, as well as I love, you know, working with like events and doing all that. So it kind of was a great mixture of it. So my first job out of college actually was working at a travel company. It's a hotel, boutique hotel booking site, doing marketing and PR and events for them. It was really fun, a really great experience. I got to do some traveling. I got to go to Europe to put some events together. Yeah, I had such an awesome time working there, helping out with like partnerships, like creating brand partnerships with like-minded brands and all of that. But I was really missing just the media outreach. Like that was something I really wanted to be doing. There was definitely some of that. There was some PR involved in that job, but it wasn't, I guess, not as much as I was really wanting and kind of craving at the time. So when I was there, I was actually doing a little bit of freelance PR work for just some beauty brands that I thought were really cool, that I, you know, they were not very big brands. They didn't have a lot of money, but I just really wanted to get the experience, get some clips for my portfolio. And I always loved beauty because my mom worked in the beauty industry. So it was just something that I always loved and definitely had a connection to. So I was doing that. And then I kind of realized that there wasn't a lot of room for growth for me at my current job at the travel company. As much as I loved it, and I loved the people there, it just didn't seem to be the best place for me to continue to grow my career. So after doing a couple of different agency positions for a brief amount of time, realizing that some of the New York City beauty PR firms are not the best place to work. So doing a few of those for not a very long time. And then I was like, you know what, like maybe I could figure this out on my, like try it on my own, just, you know, cause I had some freelance clients anyway and just keep going with that. And I was like, you know what, if it doesn't work out, I can always find a full-time job again. And it worked out. So
I love your journey because I can totally relate. So I thought I wanted to be a journalist as well when I was like in school.
Right.
I also wrote for like my like newspaper and all that. And then I realized, at least for me, there was no like creative side because like journalism is mostly news and it's
right.
very factual. And I like that creative side. So then I kind of switched gears to like PR. But yeah, and then I obviously, as you know, like blog now, but when I had a job, I was like, this isn't like really serving me. And like, I want to pursue this route, but I had the same mindset of if it doesn't work out, I can always get a job.
Right.
So then I think people don't see that. Like they think that if you quit, that that's like end all be all.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You can, the workforce is always going to be there. You can always return to it, but you know, while we're young, we may as well.
Exactly.
Just, yeah, give it a shot.
It.
Yeah.
And how
I
has
love
that.
That,
like, entrepreneurial journey been? Has it been hard?
It's been, it's been everything.
Yeah.
But it's been so worth it. I wouldn't change it for anything. Yeah. Of course, there's ups and downs. There's slow periods of business, which can be stressful. There's just the hassle of, you know, having to pay your own health insurance and having to find your own health insurance. Yeah. So
tax
fun.
And all
yeah.
That.
My dad's an accountant, so
yeah,
he helps me out with that, which
yeah,
is good.
That's good.
Yeah, so you have those hassles, and you know, when you're the one who's running the company, who's leading it, it's always kind of, it can be a little tricky and sometimes a little daunting. But you really have to step into the leadership role and own it. It's something I've really found out. And of course, there's so many benefits. Being able to pick and choose the clients I want to work with is great. Just having the freedom to step away for a little bit. You know, like I was telling you that I did some traveling last year.
And it was personal?
It was,
yeah.
And that was something, you know, if I was working full time, I wouldn't have been able to take a month off to go to Australia, which is what I did. So yeah, it's so freeing and rewarding, and it really lets me live the lifestyle that I've wanted to live and that I'm loving it. So yeah, I would not trade it for anything.
Yeah. So tell me more about the company. Is it, how many of you guys are there? Like how many employees do you have? Or is it just you?
It's just me right now. So like I was telling you before, I'm wanting to expand it more this year and definitely bring on some more team members. Like in the past, I've had interns and freelancers who have all been great, and I've loved having them, and I would love to return to that and to bring just more people on to help out with, you know, like pitching and media relations. Is definitely something that I'm looking to do at some point this year and really to expand it so that I can focus a little bit more on growing the business, on serving clients and bringing on new business, and then having some people help out with just some of the day-to-day things. So yeah, that's something I'm really looking forward to for this year.
So as you know, right now, obviously social media is huge.
Yes.
And digital marketing is huge. Are you still focusing mostly on the traditional like media PR, or how are you going about with the whole trend?
Right. It's definitely the industry has changed quite a bit, which is definitely a little scary sometimes. But yeah, it's just, I'm trying to just roll with it and figure out what works best for each client, what just makes most sense for them. But yeah, I would say definitely expanding more into social media is something that I've been wanting to do and trying to help out more with clients. Obviously, a lot of influencer relations is something that's become much bigger too for brands. So yeah, it's definitely, while traditional media outreach is still pretty much the bread and butter of my business, you know, it's definitely changed a lot though. So whereas before I would be getting clients in like print magazines, like 5 placements a month in print magazines. And now there's like Lucky doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. And, you know, all these great magazines that I would get brands into. So you have to be more creative and find different ways to get the word out about brands. And that does include social media. That does include brand partnerships, events, and all of that. So just looking at different ways for brands to just get in front of their core audience is definitely, you know, which is fun though. It's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge. And yeah, so that's something that I've really been enjoying doing. But definitely media relations is still pretty big for most of my brands. You know, I mean, a lot of it's more digital now. Obviously, it's like the online outlets, but those can be really great for brands, help drive a lot of traffic to their websites. It helps a lot with SEO rankings and all of that. So yeah, so sort of creating an all-encompassing strategy for them.
Yeah. And how are you finding your brands? Do you think, are you pitching to them or is it mostly for like just personal relationships, word of mouth?
It's kind of a variety of all of them. So if I think a brand is cool, I'll just reach out to them and say, hey, I love what you're doing. I love the look of your line. If you're looking for PR, I'd love to see if there's maybe ways we can work together, which has turned into some really great relationships and turned into working with some really cool brands. A lot of people find me just through social media or through referral, either from previous clients that I've worked with or other agency owners who maybe they can't take on that brand for whatever reason at that time. So they'll send them along to me or just networking groups. There's a few different networking groups I'm part of. And then people just sort of hear about you and learn about you. Yeah, so it's a variety of different ways.
Yeah, amazing. So now I kind of want to shift gears.
Okay.
And just ask you, like, what keeps you up at night? And this can be, you know, literally or figuratively. And I was mentioning to you before, prior to recording, just like we don't, as New Yorkers, I think we are so into our own lives, which is fine because
right.
we're such hustlers and we're always on the go. But it's like we never take the time to just breathe and just like connect with other human beings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just say like, hey, what's up, right?
Right.
And I also mentioned that you might not even have any stress right now, and that's fine too. But like if you could just talk about your current moment, like what's stressing you out or what's bugging you or just what's on your mind.
Right. Okay. let me think. I knew this was coming.
Yeah, it could be personal, professional, like whatever you're comfortable with sharing.
Okay. So I guess what's really keeping me up at night or just sort of been on my mind a lot is, as we were saying before, just the changing state of the whole media industry. So, you know, it's very different than when I entered the workforce and started working in PR about 10 years ago. Things have changed drastically. You know, before, like I was saying, I used to work a lot with magazines, like the actual print magazines. That was a huge part of my business. That was, I would say, probably like 90% of it. And now it's shifted a lot. There's just so many fewer outlets, so many fewer places to go. It just feels like it's shrinking, it's getting smaller, and it is a little stressful, you know, especially when you've had brands that you've worked with from the start and then trying to explain all the changes. I mean, they get it, but it's still sort of hard for them to be going from getting all these great print placements that really drove a lot of business and sales to, you know, having to shift gears and figuring out what's going to work for them now. But again, it's like I was saying before, it's really just about getting creative, and it's a challenge, but it is a fun challenge. But yeah, so it's sort of just deciding what makes sense for each brand and where I want to take my business and what I want to do with it to keep these brands relevant and to make them exciting and make them just build buzz and brand awareness around them. So, you know, just trying to figure all of that out, just sort of what's my next step for my company and for my clients?
Yeah, I hear a lot from brands or like PR, like people who are running their businesses like you, that there constantly has to be this conversation, this education with brands. And is that still a struggle, or do you think brands are a little more open and I guess receptive to like the digital marketing?
Right. For the most part, they are now more receptive than they were probably like 3 or 4 years ago. There are definitely still some brands I'll come across who it's sort of a struggle to really educate them on the benefits of even working with influencers, of gifting product to them, of paying them. You know, it's definitely that's still an issue with some brands who still aren't. It's like you said, it's educating them. So they just don't know, because it's not the industry that they work in. They don't know the benefits and then the results that it can bring for them. So that's always a conversation. But brands are definitely getting more hip to really expanding out their social media and to really focusing more on the digital aspect of their brands. And a lot of them are now trying to figure out all these different ways to drive traffic to their website and to figure out where the traffic is coming from, to build their Google rankings and their SEO rankings. So they're definitely, I think it's side by side, like as the brands are kind of just learning that from their own side and they see like that that's important for them to be making sales and to growing their own business, they do understand the relevance of, you know, working with influencers, working with digital media. But of course, you get some brands that are still have an older mindset and a little bit more from past years of what's worked and past successes. And it's educating them, just telling them, you know, like showing them results of what currently can be done for them.
And you don't do their social, correct?
No, I don't. That's something I would consider expanding into, bringing on some help in that field. It's not really my area of expertise, but I would love to just to continue to grow my own skill set for that, and to maybe bring on some help for with that as well.
Nice. And then I'm just curious, what is your morning routine?
My morning routine.
Are you a morning person? I think knowing somebody's routine gives insights to like their lifestyle.
Right.
And there's no like right or wrong.
Right.
So it's just interesting.
Actually, as of right now, I am a morning person, which is crazy because I have not been a morning person for a while, but I'm doing the New York City Half Marathon in a month. Yeah. So I'm training for that.
Is this your first time?
It's my second time. I did it 2 years ago.
Okay, nice. I'm
yeah.
I'm not a runner.
Okay,
but
that's okay.
But on my goal, like before I die, I want to run like the marathon.
I know. Yeah. And the marathon is like, I've never done a full marathon. That's a bucket list item for me, but that's like, ooh, that seems hard.
I know. But I feel like you can do the half, you can definitely do.
Right. Full. Yeah.
I'm just like not a runner at all. So like for me, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, it's like lingering, but I feel like, you know, it's like baby steps.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Start with like a 5K and just keep going.
Yeah. So you've been training for that?
Yeah. So I get up fairly early because I'm also doing like strength training, like going to the gym and stuff. And then I like to be back at my desk like by 9. My morning usually consists of getting up at like 6, going to the gym, depending on if I'm doing a run that day as well or just strength training. So doing that for a couple of hours and then getting back home, making breakfast, making my precious coffee and getting settled in and at my desk by just about 9 o'clock.
Nice. And you mostly work from home, correct?
I do. Yeah. I had an office in Herald Square for a few years, which is great. But then I gave it up last year when I went to Australia because I also just didn't really need it at the time. But I'm definitely would love to consider finding either another office space or even just like a co-working space. Like they're opening a branch of the Wing near me, so that might be an option. Because I've been to the one in Soho and it was really cool. So many of them they're great. Like there's just, it's a lot of great networking, and it's just a great way to like get you out of the house and to tough people.
The scenery is good. It like helps you to like just work differently.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Do
you get human interaction?
Yeah. I know you said that your building sort of has one. Do you?
Or? Yeah. I mean, my schedule is obviously day to day is different as
right.
well, but I feel like for the most part on Mondays I work from home.
Okay.
So I also work on the mornings and then I'll go downstairs, which is just like a lot. It's like, I don't even explain it. It's like not a lobby, because I think when I say lobby, people are like, wait, what? We have a downstairs area where there's like desk and like it's huge.
Okay.
So yeah, I work from there usually on Mondays. I feel like because it's the start of the week, that's when I like bang out everything
right.
and kind of, you know, structure my schedule for the week. And then Tuesday to Thursday varies from like events or shooting or just like meetings. And then Fridays I take it kind of slow as well because I like to have, you know, like
right.
Fridays to myself. But something that you can work on the weekends, it really just depends. I'm sure you as
yeah.
well, right? Yeah. It's kind of
when you work for yourself, it's hard to like
yeah.
put it away.
But I'm like surprised that it's just you doing everything.
Yeah, I mean, like I've said, I've had help before. Sometimes I'll partner up with other PR people,
right,
like Amy
how,
and
yeah,
have worked together on certain things. Yeah.
So how does that work though? Because are you guys like how are you splitting the work and how you know what I mean? Because are technically you guys are doing the same thing, like,
right?
Same partner. How does that? Yeah, just walk me through that process.
Okay, so normally it's we like if there's a client that if it's just whatever the scope of work is that they're looking for and what they're wanting to have done. If it's too much for just one person to handle, a lot of times we'll take it on together and we'll split the account and split the work. Or a lot of times we'll just like, if Amy has a client that she needs some help on, she'll, you know, have me do like a few certain things for them, especially like if it's in my area of expertise and vice versa. If I have a brand, I just need like a few things done, like if there's like some influencers like in a market that maybe she's really good at, like home decor and stuff, like she'll take on that part of it. So we kind of, I mean, there's no like official structure for
right.
it.
Just like find your like each other's strengths.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I love hearing that because I feel like, I mean, again, we're in the same industry but we do different things. Like in the influencer world, sometimes I find that people don't really help. Like, there's this, like, competitive edge to
yeah.
it, and I get that, but it's, yeah, it's just, like, I can relate because, like,
yeah.
I have gotten, like, campaigns or gigs, and I'll, like, bring my other friends along as well. I don't need to.
Right.
I could have just worked on the brand solo.
Right.
I think about, because I majored in PR, so I think about what they can gain from it. And obviously, if you partner with other people, you have more results.
Exactly.
Bigger, more exposure, bigger audience.
Right.
So yeah, it's interesting, and it's nice to know that you guys like help each other out.
Yeah, because yeah, you can't work in a vacuum. You can't do everything yourself, and you need to have a network. You need to have people you can rely on that you can help out, and vice versa. I mean, Amy's helps me tremendously with my business, and then a few of us. There's a few other PR people who are like a couple in LA, and then a couple here in the city, mostly working in both beauty and fashion, we'll share leads with each other. Or like I was saying with clients, like if one person can't take on a client for whatever reason, we'll pass along to another. It's so beneficial to have that network and to have that support is so important and so vital. Because especially when you are an entrepreneur, as I'm sure you know, it gets lonely sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like it's good to just have those people that you can bounce ideas off of and vent to, who understand what you're going through and, you know, who understand your place and your situation, that maybe some people who don't work for themselves, that it's just not something that they would really think about or that they would understand. So it's just, I love having that network, and it's been like such a very good for like my mental health.
Yeah. And so you personally think you are like a people person? Because I feel like you kind of have to be if you are like working in PR.
Right. I am a people person, and it's funny though. I think I'm an introvert. I don't say I'm super into astrology, but a little bit, and I'm a Gemini. So I feel like we're very like,
we get along because you're an air sign. Right?
Oh yeah. What
I'm
are
an
you?
Aquarius.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister's a Gemini. I know every time I feel like I talk to guests, I don't know how, but we always end up talking about astrology. But I'm really into that. And it makes sense why you're in the field that you are.
Right.
Because air signs, like, need, they cannot be restricted.
Right.
So, sorry.
Yeah, I get along so, like, Libras and, yeah.
It's Libras and Geminis and
Aquarius. Yeah. Like, cool. We get each other.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Introvert.
Yeah, so, because Geminis are actually, like.
Yeah.
Not two-faced, but, like, kind of, like, dual personalities.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have the moments where I'm, like, super outgoing and, like, I love networking and going to events. And then I have times where I'm, like, I just need some alone time. I need to be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I love meeting new people. I love just being out and, you know, networking and going to different events and all of that. And just hearing different people's stories. It's always so interesting to hear, which, I mean, I'm sure you do, too. But that's why you're doing it.
Yeah.
I love just hearing, like, where people come from and what their, you know, kind of what their goals and values and everything is. It's very interesting just to sort of get that different perspective from so many different people. And you do meet a lot of people, obviously, in this industry. So I love that. But then at times it is a little overwhelming. So it is nice to be able to retreat sometimes. Yes. Yeah.
You literally, like, just summarize, like, how I feel about New York.
Yeah.
Because I travel a lot, and sometimes I come back, I'm like, wow, there's so many people. And then I had this moment where I took myself out of the equation. Like, I was, like, in the subway train, and I was like, everybody has something going on.
Right.
You know, in their minds. Whatever. It can be, like, they have gone through, like, a loss. Maybe they just got a promotion. Maybe somebody got fired. Like, it's so crazy. And, like, we're all in the same boat. But, like, it's, like, unspoken. You know? And I thought it was just interesting. I was like, if I can just, like, create this platform and just talk about stories, like, that's so interesting. Like, I'm just fascinated by people.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
The walks of life.
Yeah. You picked a great thing to do, to have a podcast.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. No, I love it.
So my podcast is called The City Confessions.
Yes.
And basically, I get guests to come on from the city, from New York, and then confess something. And
okay.
It can be anything. So if you were to, like, complete the sentence of, like, my confession is, what would that be?
My confession is, sometimes I feel like I'm just kind of faking it in life, and in, especially in work. It's, I still have my moments of having imposter syndrome. Even though, as I said, I've had my business for almost 9 years. It'll be 9 years in August. I mean, there's still times where, you know, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, am I actually, like, running a business? Like, am I, it's crazy that, like, that I'm doing this. You know, the brands hire me, even though I get great results for them. It's just sometimes it's, you know, you're just like, why me? Like, why are, you know, so it's. And
what do you think that stems from, though?
Oh, God.
Is it just, like, your personal, like, your personality type?
I think so. Yeah, I think a lot of it, I mean, because I didn't work, like, I didn't go through kind of the traditional, like, ranks of, you know, starting at a PR firm and going from, like, assistant to account executive to senior and then, like, supervisor, VP. I just sort of, you know, I had a different career trajectory, which, I mean, now everyone does too. Like, so many people, like, don't go through the whatever quote unquote traditional rankings of even, like, in any industry. So I think that's part of it that sort of just stuck with me over the years, that I started out not doing how many people years ago had started their PR firms. And then I think a lot of it, I mean, it could just be, like, my own internal and, like, personality, just, you know, sometimes just wondering, like, am I good enough? Like, am I actually, like, what am I doing with myself and with my life? So it's, I still have those moments. They're fewer and far between, which is good. But yeah, there's still times where I'm like, what am I doing? Like, am I actually, like, the person, like, running this business? Like, that's crazy.
I have this conversation myself.
Okay.
Every single day. Like, there are times when I get invited, or I'll work with brands, or I'm in an event, or I'm on a press trip, and I get a moment, I'm like, why am I even here? You know? And it's like, but then, like, I've learned, because I've had this conversation with, like, people on the trip sometimes, and they'll say, like, obviously you're here for a reason. Like, they chose you, or, like, if you landed a client, there's a reason why they trust you and they believe in you. And you should just take that and just say, you know what, like, I'm meant to be here, instead of, like, doubting yourself, because
right.
I have the conversation with myself all the time. And, like, I don't know what I'm doing, and, like, I fake it as well. But I think that's, like, the – what I realized that everybody's faking.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I really do think so. Like,
absolutely.
I don't care, like, if you think about the most confident person, there's a part of them that has no idea what they're doing.
Right.
You know? And you just kind of go with the flow.
Exactly. I mean, that's how you learn. You learn just by doing. You just – you don't know what you're doing before you know what it is you're supposed to be doing, but then you just figure it out.
But you, like, never tell a client.
Right.
Because they're like,
Wait, why am I paying you again?
Has there ever been a moment, though, like, was there, like, an emergency, like, a fire you had to, like, you know, take care of in your business with clients?
I mean, for sure, there's always things that come up with brands. Yeah, like, there's been times it's, a lot of it just has to do with, like, getting a package from, like, East Coast to West Coast or vice versa, trying to get it there in time. Yeah. So just being like, look, if you want this opportunity, like, if you want to be an InStyle, you're going to have to pay the $100 to overnight your product. For the most part, brands are, you know, they don't love that cost, but, you know, if it's going to get them an InStyle, then, or any other big publication, they'll do it. I mean, I'm sure over the years there's been, like, there's definitely been, like, a few disasters and fires. I don't know if I've just kind of blocked it out for my own sanity. But, yeah, it's – I mean, there's always things. Then at the end of the day, too, it's kind of like – I mean, the saying for our industry is it's PR, not ER.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, is it, like, really – I mean, unless it's, like, a colossal, huge amount of money that's going to be sacrificed, or if someone's reputation is really going to be damaged. But – otherwise, most of the time, it's like, it's fixable. It's not the end of the world.
Do you believe in the quote, there's no such thing as bad PR or bad publicity or whatever it is?
No, I don't. It depends on who the brand is, but I think there is definitely such a thing as bad. Like, okay. Like years ago when we actually, this was like in my PR coursework when I was in college, like the, I think it was Tylenol who... people were like, someone had like contaminated the bottles and stuff. Like, that was a huge PR crisis for them. And that was definitely press that like drove their stock prices way down and all that. So things like that, of course.
It's funny that you brought that example up, because that's literally the example that got brought up, obviously, in my PR class too. But I think it's because it was so iconic.
Exactly. Yeah, that was like, we had to like study that in school. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, I took like a crisis PR class.
Well, okay.
To, like, learn how to handle situations like that.
That's, yeah. Crisis communications is...
it's stressful.
Yes. Yeah, that's very different than what I do. I do know people who've worked in crisis communications, and, I mean, you definitely... It's definitely a very lucrative industry, but it's so stressful. You have to really have a deep understanding of law and all of... Yeah.
Ethics, and, like, it's, like, you have to think quick on your feet.
Exactly.
Because it's, like, you know, they always say, like, if something happens, you need to get a statement out. Like, you know, instead of avoiding it, like, take control of, like, the story and all that. But, yeah, no, I can't do crisis PR.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, so stressful, it seems like. But, yeah, so I would say, I mean, because then you see brands who, like, even in beauty who, like, I'm not going to name names, but, like, different brands who maybe, like, there's been bad press because it'll cause – like hair to fall out, or caught if they've been like writing fake reviews on websites. Like, I feel like those kinds of things, like, those were brands that were already pretty well known. And so that just hurt their reputation. I guess if it were a smaller brand, it could potentially like just get them publicity and get them known, even, and then even if it's not good. But I mean, I don't know. I would really obviously recommend brands not do that. Like, not engage in any nefarious behavior. But yeah, I mean, from my experience, I think it's just, it causes more of a headache, because then you have to kind of go through, because you do want to push that bad press down. Like, you don't want that to be the first thing that comes up in like a Google search. So that's just, it's a whole nother level of like working with, I mean, there are like reputation managers who can help with Google placements for things. And that's just a whole nother a lot of that is PR driven, is getting as much good press as you can to drive down the bad press. So yeah, I do think, I mean, especially in like beauty and fashion, that there is such a thing as bad PR and that it's not good for brands. But I mean, that's my own personal take.
Right. Yeah. So we are basically like a quarter into like 2020.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I just wanted to see like, what are your goals? And like, I know you mentioned this to me a little before, but yeah, what are your goals? What can people look out for you in the next coming months?
Yeah, great question. So definitely, like I was saying, I want to just grow the business a bit more, bring on some help, bring on some team members to have things, to have people I can delegate to. It's always a little hard to let go of that control, but it's something that, you know, if I want to grow is definitely vital. So I would love to bring on team members, especially in different cities. So, you know, I'm here in New York. I would love to have like someone on site in LA, I think would be great, especially for like celebrity outreach and all of that. So that's something that I'm working towards. And then hopefully growing to a few different markets too. You know, maybe like Miami or Chicago would definitely be what I'm hoping to do. And then just continuing growing my the brands that we work with. So like I was saying, we do a lot of beauty, work with a lot of indie beauty brands and work with jewelry and swim in the past. So just expanding that. And just because I love traveling personally, I would love to start working with some more travel brands. And even like outdoor brands, because I love like hiking and camping and all that too. So just kind of bringing on things that I personally love. And because I'm already reading all these outlets, like all these publications and following all these influencers that would make sense for brands like that. So that's definitely something that I'm really looking forward to expanding into and growing this year.
Yeah. And I think that's like the best way to do it, because
absolutely,
if you're interested and you like really value those subjects or whatever industry it is, it's going to make your work so much easier.
Right.
Because that's how also like, I know a lot of people don't like agency life, like, you know, working for like multiple brands if they're not into those brands.
Right.
It's hard to pitch when you don't really believe in them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
I just want to take a moment now to just acknowledge you and your presence and like really thanking you for coming all the way to Brooklyn.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And just making it so like so smooth and easy. I know you reached out like literally like a few days ago and we like got this in the schedule, and I know the time is so valuable. So I really, really do appreciate you coming here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's been so fun.
I have one more question.
Okay.
So I like to end my podcast on a really positive note.
Okay.
And my question is, what is the one thing you love most about yourself and why?
Oh, that's a great question. The one thing I love most about myself,
It has to be like a whole list, so just choose one.
Okay.
I feel like this, whenever I ask people this, like, I mean, some people will know and they're like, oh, like, I love this. But for the most part, everybody's like, and then it just goes to show that I think like we don't take enough time to just like compliment ourselves. And
right.
I think, at least for me too, I'm so quick to compliment other people.
Right.
And always telling them like how much I love them and everything. And it's like, we need to like utilize all of that energy to like inwards.
Right.
You know, and I think like that's what we can all improve on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know that's a really good point. And yes, something that I clearly need to work on too. But yeah, I guess I would say what I love most about myself is just being able to empathize with other people. You know, it's like I was saying before, I love to hear people's stories and their perspectives. And I think a part of that is because I do want to know where they're coming from and just to be able to relate to them better and to, you know, just to understand their feelings and their process, is something that just is just important to me. It's something I think that helps you feel connected to someone else. So it's something that, you know, of course I'm always working on. I'm not perfect at it, but I do really like to be able to relate to other people. And I do think that I'm pretty good at it. And it's something that, you know, that I do care about and it matters to me. So
no, that's a great trait. I think like not a lot of people can do that. Like sometimes people are just like me.
Right.
You know, or like they always want to be right. And it's like, it takes a certain personality and like effort to like see the other side.
Right.
And, you know, be empathetic.
Exactly.
So that's a great trait.
Thanks.
thank you so much again for being on.
Of course, thank you.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'll leave all of Lindsay's information below. And if you want to contact her or like if you could, I don't know, help her business or whatever, that would be great as well. And yeah, just stay tuned for the next episode. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.